Virtual currencies have been used to buy and sell illegal drugs on dark web marketplaces for a number of years.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. Virtual currencies are increasingly being used to purchase goods and services. But as its use increases, so do concerns that virtual currencies are being used to facilitate illicit activities, including human and drug trafficking. GAO was asked to look into this issue and federal efforts to prevent it. Today we'll talk with two directors who led work for our new report about virtual currencies. Joining us are Greta Goodwin, a director in our Homeland Security and Justice team, and John Pendleton, a director in our Financial Markets and Community Investment team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Holly.
Thanks, Holly.
So Greta, can we start with what do we mean by virtual currencies?
Holly, for starters, virtual currencies are an increasingly acceptable form of payment, and they work much like credit cards or the dollar. Now, a main difference between virtual currencies and other forms of payment is that the virtual currencies generally aren't government-issued legal tender or issued by a bank, much like a credit card might be.
And how are these being used in trafficking?
We look at two types of human trafficking, labor trafficking and sex trafficking. We didn't identify any significant use of virtual currencies for labor trafficking. We did, however, identify virtual currency as a payment option used to facilitate sex trafficking. So platforms in the online commercial sex marketplace might accept virtual currency as a payment for ads. And these ads can be used to direct potential clients to other sites, other platforms, or locations where sex trafficking might occur.
And what about drug trafficking?
So virtual currencies have been used to buy and sell illegal drugs on dark web marketplaces for a number of years. At the time of its seizure back in 2013, the Silk Road was one of the most prominent dark web marketplaces. The Silk Road was being used by thousands of drug dealers to distribute hundreds of kilograms of illegal drugs. It was designed to include a Bitcoin-based payment system to help conceal these illicit transactions. Drug cartels and transnational criminal organizations have also used virtual currencies to launder their trafficking profits.
So how does it work?
So money couriers can deposit large volumes of cash from their illegal drug activities into a virtual currency kiosk to convert those dollars into virtual currency. Once the illicit proceeds are converted, they can be easily transferred to another virtual currency's user's wallet or transferred back to cash. And that reduces the risk associated with transporting bulk currency. It also provides some anonymity with the transfers from the illegal proceeds.
And John, given the nature of virtual currencies, that they're meant to be anonymous, what do we know about how often they're being used in illegal activities?
Well, Holly, data are scarce here because, as you know, perpetrators of crimes prefer to hide in the shadows. That said, banks and other financial institutions are required to file what's called suspicious activity reports, often SARs for short, with Treasury if they know or even suspect that a transaction may involve illicit activity.
So what do those SARs tell us? Were there any trends?
We looked at those SARs and we did see an increase in them referencing virtual currency and human or drug trafficking since 2017. SARs that referenced virtual currency terms quadrupled actually from over 10,000 in 2017 to over 40,000 in 2020. And SARs that mentioned both virtual currency and drug trafficking saw a fivefold increase over the same period. Those trends are definitely upward, and in this case, that's the wrong direction. One of our findings was that data on the use of virtual currency in human and drug trafficking cases is not being consistently captured at federal agencies, and this is particularly concerning given the trends here.
So you just talked a little bit about the bank's responsibility. What's the federal role in countering the use of virtual currencies to facilitate crimes?
Well, the federal role is complicated, in part because it involves a number of U.S. government agencies. Broadly, they fall in a couple of categories, either financial regulatory agencies or law enforcement. Treasury agencies include FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and the IRS, and they're responsible for overseeing virtual currency service providers, such as virtual currency exchanges and kiosks. FinCEN has the authority to enforce anti-money laundering authorities and requirements and Bank Secrecy Act requirements and such. And virtual currency exchangers must register with FinCEN and keep records such as customer identification information and make reports about those. Now, law enforcement can investigate and prosecute individuals and businesses who use virtual currency to commit crimes. And law enforcement can and has seized virtual currency if it's been deemed to be used in human and drug trafficking crimes.
Greta, we identified some significant challenges in these efforts. What are they?
So agencies face challenges in identifying and tracking virtual currency kiosks, including the information on their physical addresses. Now, FinCEN imposes some requirements for the operators of these kiosks, but while these kiosk operators are required to register with FinCEN, they're not required to routinely report the specific locations of their kiosk. And so having limited information about the location of a virtual currency kiosk can make it difficult for agencies to effectively identify and track where they are. And then another challenge was that criminals are increasingly just taking advantage of the global nature of virtual currency. Criminals can use currency exchanges that are located in another country, and that could be a country that has little to no anti-money laundering compliance requirements, and that helps the criminals evade identification and detection by law enforcement.
So we just heard from Greta and John that virtual currencies are increasingly being used to facilitate human and drug trafficking, but that federal law enforcement faces significant limitations in being able to accurately track when and how often virtual currencies are being used in these crimes. So John, did we make any recommendations to federal agencies to help improve their efforts?
Yes, we made a number of recommendations. In the public version of the report, we recommended that FinCEN and IRS review virtual currency kiosk registration requirements. This would help detect when virtual currency made through illicit activities goes from the shadows to fiat currency that can be harder to hide.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report? John, let's start with you.
Virtual currencies present opportunities but come with substantial risk, and federal agencies have sought to counter the illicit use of such virtual currency in human and drug trafficking through interagency collaboration, developing in-house expertise, and fostering partnerships with commercial and academic institutions, but still face significant challenges going forward.
And Greta?
So additional information could improve the federal agency's efforts. For example, the federal government could do more to consistently capture data on the illicit use of virtual currencies in human and drug trafficking activity. Also, collecting additional data on virtual currency kiosks, such as the physical addresses, could improve the information that law enforcement has available to them to identify the source of illicit transactions.
That was Greta Goodwin and John Pendleton talking about GAO's recent review of virtual currencies. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you, Holly.
Thank you very much for having me, Holly.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.